good grief, Charlie Brown fans. There's a new Peanuts movie opening in theaters tomorrow. But unlike those Peanuts TV specials from the 60s and 70s and beyond, this one's in 3D, and it has a new sound. Chris Beck is the composer of the music for the Peanuts movie. He joins us now. And Chris Beck, you have composed dozens and dozens of film scores. How does writing for Peanuts compare with writing for a live-action film, like one of your earlier works, Under the Tuscan Sun?
Well, fundamentally, composing for a movie is the same regardless of the genre. It's storytelling through music, and the challenges are the same in terms of the basic job we do, which is translating a story and depicting it or enhancing it through music. Challenges like answering the question, whose point of view in this scene does the music play? Often there's more than one character in a scene, and they have different states of mind or agendas or points of view in the scene. So things like that are the same. What is different about an animated film is really more about the process than anything else. A live-action film I might work on for anywhere from 1 to 3 or 4 months. An animated film, usually a year or longer.
Why is that? So why does it take so much longer to do an animated film?
Well, it takes longer for them to make it. They have to finish certain scenes very early, much earlier than you would have to think about finishing cutting a scene in a live-action film, because they have so many of these scenes to render on their computers, and there just isn't time to wait till the last few weeks to do them all. So they have to have certain scenes in their film that they know they're not going to want to change, at least not too drastically, very early. And why not bring the composer in at that point?
But the scene is done, and then you do the composing, right? So you're composing to what is on screen.
Ideally, yes. But a lot of the time, I work with whatever state the scene is in. And sometimes that's a very crude animatic. It ends up looking like an episode of South Park crossed with an 80s video game.
Well, what happens if they make a change, for example?
Well, then I adjust the music. It's simply a part of my daily life as a film composer. With the way technology is today, they can continue to make changes to their edit right up to the last minute, and that means that I have to be ready for those changes.
And then what, you bring the orchestra in after that? And
well, we try to bring the orchestra into the last possible moment for that reason. For any changes that occur after that point, well, there's a lot of options besides bringing in the orchestra. That's sort of a last resort nuclear option.
All right, well, let's listen to some of the music from this film. And one of the things that we noticed, by the way, as we were watching this movie, was how orchestral the score was. Here is a selection called Fifi's Theme. So what was your thinking as you were composing this?
Fifi's theme occurs in a flashback that Snoopy has. Actually, it's not a flashback. It's the novel that he's writing, the great novel that he's writing on top of his doghouse, where he does battle with the Red Baron and saves Fifi. That story plays out over about a half dozen elaborate fantasy sequences. And we always knew we wanted the music in those sequences to be distinct from the music in the Peanuts world. If you saw the movie in 3D, you might have noticed, even though the characters are in 3D, the whole environment in the Peanuts world is very flat. And the colors are bright, but the palette is limited. In Snoopy's fantasy sequences, the camera moves much more fluidly. The world is much more deeply rendered. And we wanted to go over the top with the music as well. So, you know, you have this love theme, you have this period piece, World War I story. Why not go old school Hollywood and, you know, make a kind of golden age tribute out of it.
And then, of course, you do hear a lot of the music that we recognize when we think about Peanuts, and that comes from the jazz musician Vince Guaraldi, whose music was in those specials way back when. Let's listen to the classic Linus and Lucy. First of all, how intimidating an act to follow is that?
Oh, it doesn't come much more. And, you know, the way I think about it is I'm not trying to follow that. I'm trying to score a movie in 2015 and to think too hard about what the musical legacy means to so many people, that legacy that precedes my work. I mean, you could crumble under the pressure, so... So I don't think about it. You know, I just try to do my job as best I can.
Well, and here's how we hear that, by the way, in this film. This is in a chase scene. And then we also have your take on the skating theme. I want to hear first Vince Guaraldi's version. Here it is. Okay, and then here is your take on it. So is that just a modern version of it, or what were you trying to do with that?
That's a good question, actually. There are three rearrangements of the three most famous Guaraldi pieces, and those are sort of bonus tracks, you can think of them. They don't appear in the movie. It was time to make the soundtrack, and I sat down with Leo Bierenberg, who was working with me throughout the process, a very talented composer, and we were discussing the soundtrack album and how can we make it special. So we decided to do very creative and in some cases pretty drastic rearrangements of those classic tunes. I mean, we all know and love the original tunes. They're played to perfection by Vince and his band. Why should we try to do better than that? Let's try to do just something completely unique and different. So the last piece is a very slow and very kind of tender and heartfelt rendition of the Linus and Lucy theme. And that's probably the most drastic of all. I see that as a kind of a tribute to Charles Schulz.
When we were watching this movie and the screening, because we have to see it before it actually comes out in theaters, but this one was just filled with little kids, and I'm sure that a lot of the times that this movie is seen, it's going to be filled with little kids. And I wonder, as you're writing this music, a lot of which is very, very orchestral and classical, this is not probably the kind of music that many of these kids are used to listening to in their daily lives.
Well, certainly not in their daily lives, but that is very much the sound of Hollywood mainstream family scoring.
You think that'll be the case for some time to come?
Well, I hope so. I think we have the best orchestral musicians in the world here, and I think the art of writing for orchestra is still relevant, especially in the context of scoring. There's a range of emotions you can get from the orchestra that's just not possible any other way. That said, of course, and I'll be the first one on many of my scores to say, you know, we don't need an orchestra for this, and here's what I propose, and come up with sometimes wacky ideas for instrumentation. But, you know, for the most part, we wanted to make sure that Peanuts really felt like a big movie, and that's the way to get the most expression out of the music.
That's Chris Beck, who composed the music that you hear in the Peanuts movie. Chris, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.